Hello.
Hi, Jose. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hello.
I talked with you a month ago. I know you said to check back in a month, but I didn't know if you'd even be ready yet.
So, we are not, but...
Okay.
But I'm getting a little bit upset that it's taking too long. So,
you're doing the name change, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have the website being built.
Okay.
And the name is going to be, it's High Time Tree Service.
High Time? Is High Time like one word?
It's High Time Tree Service.
High Time Tree Service. Is the High Time one word or two words?
It's two words, three words.
Okay.
It's high time tree service. So, and because of that, I really want to get the website running on Google. So that's why I started. That's why I started with the company building the website.
Uh-huh.
And it should be close to be ready. So I'm going to somehow...
I think I might have seen it. Hold on. I think it's posted. I'm looking at it.
You are?
Yeah. You want me to send you the link? I found it. It's High Time Tree Service. The website's visible.
Let me see. Okay.
And you're on Nextdoor too, right? You're using Nextdoor?
What's Nextdoor?
It's Nextdoor is like a directory.
They told me that they were going to get me somewhere, but I'm not really sure what the situation was.
Yeah,
okay.
I see you listed on Nextdoor.
Okay, yeah but... So,
it's like a directory, kind of like a... It's a directory. I'm trying to see, like, what would I compare it to? Kind of like a Thumbtack, Angie's Leads, like that.
I know Thumbtack because I used to use their services.
Mm-hmm.
But
so yeah,
it's
just like a directory, like a neighborhood type of directory.
So, what is that, using that website, what is that you can do for me?
So, basically, what we would be doing, right, is listing your company on the first page of Google. So, you
mm-hmm.
have this profile that has your company name, your phone number, the link to your website. You could have reviews on there from clients who have used your services, pictures, your business logo. That's what people are going to see, Jose, when they do a search on Google. That's
yeah.
what's going to come up in the search results. So when they click on your phone number, right, then they're calling
okay.
you directly. Okay? So that's
mm-hmm.
what we do. Now, I mean, there's a lot of people that are listed on Google that don't have a website that are still like in the process, but it's good that you already have yours because you're kind of coming in with something already for people. A website's like having, I explain it like having a menu at a restaurant, right? The more
okay.
that people see your website, they can read more about your company and see the quality work that you do. Okay. I know when you and I spoke, you know, you're in Noonan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You said you covered surrounding areas, but I mean, tell me, typically do you like to stay within 40 minutes? Because I think that's what we talked about too, no more than an hour drive.
Yeah, everything is pretty much about an hour away, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, perfect. So about an hour drive then. Okay.
Yeah, that
and
should be...
That should be good. Okay. Now, also, you're doing both residential and commercial work. Now, I know tree services is a specialty. What else do you do aside from that? Because when I'm looking at your website, it tells me that, well, when I click on where it says services, it gives me all the different areas that you target. But as I comb through, I see the tree service, removal. You also do some landscaping too, right? And the stump grinding?
Stump grinding, yes. Stump grinding, mulching.
Okay.
But, yeah, in terms of, how can I say, what did you say before? Landscaping. Yeah,
not so much.
No, if it is, okay. if it is something that it's to move dirt with a machine, that's fine. But,
you do mulch, right?
Yeah, mulch, okay. It's, you know, it's, forestry mulching?
Yeah.
So, I have a mulcher that, if you have in your back property, there's the big trees and then there's all that small crap that, that grows. So the mulcher destroys all of that, eats it all, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, perfect. So, now, have you started a Facebook page for the business yet? Do you ever go on Facebook?
Yeah. I don't have yet a page for the It's High Time.
Okay.
But I have a page for Jomar's Workshop. That's our other side of
the business, where you do the woodworking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I would recommend for you is our Platinum Package because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So how we set it up is it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There
okay.
are no contracts. So we do not...
How much does that Platinum cost me?
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to pull up right now because we won't charge you for every call that you get or job or anything like that. Now, you have been running the business now. Oh, gosh, you've been running it. Well, we first started talking with you back in June of last year. So this is like you're only a little over a year, right, in business?
No. We've been doing this for 4 or 5 years, but...
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, together, because Joe Mars
okay.
is Jose and Marla.
Jose, okay.
Yeah, it's my name and my wife's name.
Yes, I remember.
Joe
I have it notated. Your wife's name
yeah,
is Marla.
So, yeah, and when we
started...
So that's
started, where you get the Joe Mar. Oh, now that makes sense. Okay.
And when we started with the Joe Mars, we used to rent machinery when customers wanted something made from a tree. So we could cut the tree, we could mill it, dry it, mill it again, build whatever the customer wants, and then install it.
Oh,
but then,
okay.
About 2 years ago, or a little bit over 2 years, we start buying the machinery for us instead of renting. So I now have two Bobcats, I have two trailers, I have a mulcher, stump grinder.
Oh my gosh. So now you got it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
so,
perfect.
But when we started making the website for Joe Mars Tree Service, there's another company in Texas that it's Joe Mar Tree Service. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Joe Mar Tree Service, so the reason why we find out was that the person that was making the website actually forgot to put an S on the email. Instead of writing Joe Mars Tree Service, wrote Joe Mar Tree Service. And they say, oh, I sent you the email with a sample. No, we didn't get anything. And we end up, she end up sending more emails to that first email, Joe Mar. And the person in Texas says, stop sending me these emails. I have nothing to do with it. So we were upset with that. And that's when we decided to, and my wife has been designing a logo, all that kind of crap that needs to be done, but it's just taking too long. And at the end of the day, we do the work. I want to put the website out there so that it's available for, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So the platinum package, I'm going to offer it to you. I'm going to discount it for you. I'm going to put it at a new in business rate, okay, because you're still under the five-year mark. So what you're looking at, Jose, is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. Now, it comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee to cover your programming. Your initial investment would be $398 to get it started. $299 every month after that with no contracts. It's a month-to-month program. Now, what this comes with, we're going to get you verified on Google, create you the Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there. We create content for you on Bing, so you'll be on the first page of Bing. We also list you on Yelp, Apple Maps, and we build you a business Facebook page. Okay, we do Facebook advertising. Whenever someone does a search on Google for your services and then they're on their Facebook page, they're just looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear. And that, Jose, is what's going to help you reach more new clients. But we make it unique so that you can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, they're calling you.
That can always be updated, correct?
Yes.
Customized.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can always make changes at any time. Absolutely. Yes, yes. Now, in addition, we make sure we're just going to attach your website where we're listing you. We're not going to change the website. We're not going to do anything to it. We just want to make sure that it's linked to your profiles. And then we cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone uses their iPhone or they're using their Android or their tablet, you know, to search for their services, right, that you offer, they'll still find you listed on the first page. So the package, this package that I'm offering you, it'll cover all of your bases. And it's a month-to-month program.
And, okay, how is the profile on Google or the page on Google gonna be inviting and prove to be worthy for a person to, because you know that there's so many pages on Google.
Yeah.
And so many scam pages on Google.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. And that's why like Google is doing what they're doing now, right? With the verification. So what we do as part of the verification process when we're creating your Google business profile, that's why I say it's going to have like your business name, you know, it has your phone number, it has your reviews, it has pictures of your work, business logo. That's what we create on the profile, and that's what people are going to view. So when they go on Google and they're typing in tree service near me, right, or they're looking for a tree removal or stump grinding, any of your services, okay?
Yeah.
When they type that in, what they're going to see, Jose, is a map come up with the red dots. They're going to see businesses listed right below it, profiles of businesses. That's where your business is going to be listed, because that's where the searches are going to start and stop, is on the first page of Google.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how it's going to work. Make sense?
And yeah, and how does it work with reviews and things like that?
With reviews, we encourage you to get reviews because it's like what we call the modern day word of mouth, right? So with your reviews, we create you this little tiny link or a QR code, okay? And
okay,
those reviews, when like you send the QR code or the link to one of your clients, they click on it or they scan the QR code, they leave you 5 stars, it will post to your Google Business profile page. That's how it works. It's so simple. We try to make it as easy for you to get that, to gain those reviews.
Is that QR code a printable?
Oh yeah, QR codes are printable. Yeah.
So I tell you what I'm planning to do. So I have a customer that I finish a job,
uh-huh,
and to ask for their review,
uh-huh,
I want to have printed, on this case, like you have a QR code, but
yeah,
it's like, it's a printable version that it's with a voucher of a certain amount. It can be $100, it can be $500 for them to give to a friend or family friend.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. I see exactly what you're talking about.
When their neighbors say, oh, you cut all your trees, or who did that, or this or that, and wait a second. They take that voucher, they give it to the neighbor, and the neighbor automatically gonna, so they use the customer that I just served, they use the QR code to review, to make a review, and also,
uh-huh,
and also they have a voucher on the same that it's worth whatever, it can be $100, $500, depending on the job itself. I've not decided yet what to put there, but
right.
Is that something that your QR code, or is it a printable that I can add, or maybe you guys can add whatever I need
it
to?
It should be printable, because the QR code, we email it to you, so you should be able to print it.
Okay.
Yep.
And to update the format, or with I don't know, whatever I decide to put, you guys can, or it's just literally the QR code.
It's going to be the QR code, right?
Okay.
So the QR code is the QR code for them to go directly to leave you a review.
Okay.
So it, when they scan it, right, the QR code.
I know the QR code is. And when you, what you are saying, that when you print the QR code, it comes out the QR code by itself.
Yeah.
I was thinking something similar to a flyer, a small flyer that it can be in A5 size.
Yeah, so when you're creating, I would say, like, when you're creating the flyer, it would just be the matter of you, I would assume that it would be, like, you cropping the QR code and then kind of pasting it on the flyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, in that case, yeah, that's what I would have to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking would be the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, you see the website, but I don't really know. So my wife was in contact with them, and she pretty much, I don't want her to go to the job sites because it's heavy work and dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, that's pretty dangerous work that you do, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah.
So what the... Looking at it to be done as soon as possible, even not having the business yet registered, because you all this wait that I've been telling you, oh, we are not ready.
Yeah.
It has been because of that, yeah? But at the end of the day, people keep searching on the internet, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, people are still going online.
Yeah. So, in legal terms, if you put my the It's iTime3 service on Google and people searches for it, is it okay to start with that right now?
To start marketing it?
Yeah, because I don't want to be to be very direct in words, I don't want to be screwed.
I understand what you're saying. No, I totally understand that. And you know, one thing that I could tell you is this. I've had some businesses, like I know of businesses that have, basically what they've done is they've, like, okay, so I'll give you an example. There's this one gentleman, a couple months back, he basically started his company with a business name, right? But he's in the works of changing the company name, but he wanted to have the online presence already, right? Because he needs work. He's like, I gotta get work. So he started advertising his business with the name that he has, knowing that in a couple months, his name change is going to happen. So he knows that once the name changes, he's just got to let us know, right? So that way the name can be updated on Google. On your website, and I'll send you the link if you want to look at it, Jose, I can send you your link.
Sure.
Did you see the website? Let me send you the link. The one that
I'm actually right now on it.
You're looking at? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you know it says It's High Time Tree Service, right? But your logo says Joe Mars Tree Service.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. But that's why, but I don't even see the It's High Time Tree Service.
Yeah, I see that It's High Time Tree Service is your domain, right?
Yeah.
So probably what they're going to do is once you do your name change, then they're going to change the logo, I'm assuming. But if I'm looking for a tree service, right? I'm going to type in what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for It's High Time Tree Service. I'm not looking for Joe Mars Tree Service. I'm looking for the service that I need. The only thing is that I'm saying is this. So there's one or two things that you can do, okay? We can get you set up with the Joe Mars Tree Service, right, if you wanted. And then once you do your name change, okay, then it's just a matter of us updating the name on Google, okay?
No, if we're gonna set it up,
or setting it up. Then we set it up as It's High Times. Yeah.
It's High Time Tree Service, yeah.
Yeah, then we just set it up like that. Because what will happen is, and I mean, I'm just letting you know what your options are. I would recommend do it sooner than later, only because you're missing opportunities, Jose. Especially right now, during this time of the year, people are looking for tree service to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right now is the time. And it's not, listen, here's the thing. It's not going to happen overnight. It doesn't mean tomorrow you're on Google. because we still got to get through that process, right? But we're creating profiles, we're optimizing you, we're getting you listed on different directories so you can start generating phone calls. Because at this point, the you know, when we talked with you in October, you were changing your name then. And here we are in March.
Yeah.
That's like almost 6 months now.
Yeah. I know.
Is it the state or who's holding it up for you guys?
It's everything a little bit because the website is not ready and we're not ready.
But if the website's not ready, they already posted your website. the website's out there.
I just got close to my wife. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Okay.
And if you can
just kind of explain to her the package.
The Mar from Joe Mars is here.
Hi, Marla. My name is Nadine Medina. I just realized, you know, because this whole time I know I've been talking to Jose and I know his wife is Marla, right?
Yeah,
and it
right.
just dawned on me, Joe Mar.
Yeah,
both your
Jose
names.
And Marla.
I was like, oh my goodness, I am so silly, right? It just dawned on me. I'm like,
oh, wow.
I'm talking to him, and we've been talking to him forever, and I'm like, how did I just realize that?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, Marla, I want to kind of explain to you, and I'm glad that you're available. I want to explain to you what I've been talking about with Jose, right?
Okay.
So
she's from Local Splash.
Our company is Local Splash. I think you've spoken with one of our other reps in the past, along with Jose. So because we're a Google channel partner, we've been trying to reach out, you know, with helping you guys getting listed on Google. And I know the holdup has been the name change, right? This has been since back in October. And so Jose was like kind of telling me just a little while ago, like he's becoming frustrated because the name change, you know, and he really wants to do this. I don't know if you're aware, his website's live.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Well, it is live.
Good. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that.
And she noticed already a couple of things, like the domain, it's High Time 3 Service, but it still says Joe Mars.
Yeah, they haven't changed that yet, yeah.
Okay.
I've already been talking with them about all the added changes. Awesome,
hon. I'm glad that you're, because I told him, I said, the only problem is, like, I'm looking at it's High Time 3 Service, but the logo of Joe Mars is on there. And then, so that's why he said you were probably...
I haven't given them the new logo yet.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you know,
so
you're like, hey, we're getting
there. Please explain what...
The package? Yes. Okay, so what I was offering him is our Platinum package. And it's going to be offered at $299 a month. Okay, it's a month-to-month program, no contracts. The first month does come with a one-time $99 setup fee. So basically, he's looking at $398, the initial investment to get it started, $299 every month after that. Okay.
Much is it to get started? I'm sorry.
It's okay. $398 to get it started. Okay. Now, what that would include is us getting you guys verified through Google, creating the Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page and we maintain it there. We list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, and then I know he mentioned he has a Facebook page for Joe Mars Workshop, right?
Yes, Joe Mars Workshop, yes.
Okay, so we can create you the Facebook page for the new business name, okay? It's High Time Tree Care, or Tree Service, excuse me.
Yeah.
What we do is Facebook advertising. So whenever someone does a search on Google for his services, they go on their Facebook page looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see his ad appear. It's a click-to-call ad, but he doesn't pay for click fees because he's paying a flat rate, okay? The Facebook ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, the website, we will never change your website. We won't update it. We're not even going to tinker with it. We just always want to make sure that the website is linked to whatever profiles that we've created for you, okay?
Right.
And then we also cover what we call the mobile platform. So like whenever someone does a search, you know, using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet, they would still find you guys listed on the first page.
Does that include voice search?
So voice search is not included, but let me warn you about voice search, okay?
Because
there are companies,
a thousand calls about voice search, and I don't accept anything because of the scam.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the voice search, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? In my opinion, years ago, our company, we used to do like this directory submission that would put you like on 60 or 70 directories, right? We started noticing that a lot of those directories were generating, they were generating what we call spam calls, right? So we're like, nope, we don't want spam calls for our clients. Okay?
Yeah.
So we stopped doing that. That's why we only do the popular platforms of Google, Yelp, Facebook, Bing, and Apple Maps.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that the platforms that people utilize. Voice search is going to put you on a bunch of directories that you've probably never even heard of. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the directories, basically, these directories are going to generate a bunch of spam calls. So I don't recommend you doing voice search, okay? Anyone who's saying, Siri, find me a tree cutter near me or what have you, is still going to pull you up in the search results. Whether they're using Siri, Amazon Alexa, you know, Google Home, because they're all going to pull the search results from Google or Safari, which is sisters. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, save your money on voice search. I'm going to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because you don't want the spam calls. It'll get out of control with those.
No, we don't. Yeah. We get enough of those.
Yeah. You and me both. I get them all the time. And you know what's
so
weird is I get them spoofed. I had a lady, someone called me on my phone, and during lunch I looked up the phone number and I'm like, this is like, it was like some business. I called it. And it was all, you've reached a number that's been disconnected. I'm like, oh, my goodness. What in the world is going on? I thought it was husband's dialysis center calling. But I didn't recognize the number either. So I didn't answer it. And I said, oh, I'll just call him at lunch and see who it is. But can you believe that?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, if it's somebody you know, they're going to leave a message. So
exactly. Yeah. Like my husband says, if it's important, they'll call again. So with this package, I want you to both know, you know, again, we do month to month because we prefer to earn your business. I will tell you, and as I mentioned to Jose, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't mean tomorrow you guys are going to be on the first page of Google. Okay. We do get you listed in a timely manner. He did say if he was going to doing this, he would just rather go in with a new company name. Rather than going in as Joe Marr, right? And then later on having to update it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
And I tell him there's many businesses out there that are still in the process of changing their name but they're running with the name that they're changing it to and they don't even have their paperwork yet. So, you know, I don't want to give them the advice and tell you guys, no, you need to do it like that. You know what I mean? Or you won't get it. Like, you know,
We changed it anyway because we're just keeping it the tree service totally separate from our custom woodworking.
Right, woodwork.
And,
I know.
So Joe Marr's woodworking workshop actually is that's our woodworking company.
Yes.
So the other one is, and every name that I was coming up with for the tree service, it was already taken. So,
are you kidding me?
No, I had a legal pad, 2 pages of names. And
oh, my gosh. You know what's so weird? My name's Nadine Medina, okay? I don't have a common name. Tell me why when I try to create a Gmail account, I couldn't do Nadine.Medina. I couldn't do Nadine Medina. Like, it was just so crazy. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, quick. So I'm going to leave you with my wife.
Okay.
Because I have a customer, here talking, coming to,
Attend to your client.
An appointment. Okay.
Okay.
And, I'll leave you here with my wife.
Okay. Perfect. It was nice talking with you, Jose. So he's going to leave us to handle it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you're Medina? Yeah.
Medina's my last name. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your first name?
Nadine.
Nadine.
Uh-huh. I-N-E.
Okay.
Okay.
Nadine. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So basically we would get you set up then with the new business name. We would do all the content creation. We're doing all the work. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm going to ask you is this, Marla, keep an open communication with us only because, you know, if you have updates or there's changes that you need made, we need to be in communication with one another, right? Our team that's going to be dedicated to your account. I was considered the lead. You know, I work here. I'm the one who selects the packages that are the best suited for you. I'm the one that implements the credits to help with pricing. But we're going to have a team here within our company dedicated to your account. So I always say, let's keep that open communication. You know, that's how we're going to better serve you. Although we're doing all the work, but still – having that open communication is amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question because I had an email for you guys. It was jomarsworkshop@gmail.com. Have you created a different email for the new business?
Yes. It's hightimetreeservice@gmail. It's long, but.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
I only ask because I'm assuming you're probably keeping the businesses separate, you know, for a specific reason, right? So it's hightimetreeservice@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm actually going to send you these two emails that are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash.
Okay.
And so what this first one is going to be labeled as in the subject part, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, okay? And what it does is it just outlines everything that I stated as far as the price being $299, okay, month to month, and then just a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? And then with the Facebook ads and all of that included. Now, I'm going to be super transparent with you on everything. I'm very straightforward just because I like for us to both be on the same page. Now, it's monthly. I am going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? I call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Listen, you can cancel at any time. We do not hold you hostage here. You decide, I don't want to do this no more. Okay. Just make sure you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay, Marla? There's no cancellation fee. Now, listen, your profiles that we created for you, like Google, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, those profiles will not disappear because you hold the ownership of them even during the time that we're managing them. They're your profiles. Okay? So the only thing that would happen is if you were to cancel with us, well, we're no longer running your Facebook ads, right? But you still have your Facebook page. And over time, you will fall off the first page of Google. You might wind up on page 2, okay, because we're not optimizing it anymore. But it won't go away, okay?
Right.
I also told Jose that we would create a tiny link or even a QR code for you guys so that you can send it to your clients and ask them to leave you reviews. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was telling him because he liked the fact about the QR code because he was, you know, kind of running it by me about creating a flyer. Like if someone were to hand it to their family member, like they present the flyer. This is like with them leaving, of course, the review, right? But that flyer would be something that they could hand to somebody, I guess, is the concept that he had of like to try to generate more business. Like, hey, you leave me a review, I'm going to give you this coupon, right? To give to a friend or family member, and it kind of gives them a little bit of a discount, right? So he says, is a QR code printable? And I said, well, yeah, and if you're putting it on the flyer, I would think that you would just like kind of crop it and paste it onto the flyer that you're creating, right? And then you print it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good idea.
We put our QR code on our business cards.
That's exactly what he was saying, and that's really great. So when that QR code, when they scan it, okay,
mm-hmm.
it goes directly to the section of the reviews for them to leave a review. Or,
okay.
you know, you can also create a QR code, you know, for whatever you need, right? But I think that would
mm-hmm.
be really good because we want to help you generate reviews too, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I did send you, Marla, a second email, and it says
okay.
Client Dashboard Analytics. So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, you went off speaker. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. No worries. So
his phone was dying.
Oh, no. You're like me with my headset. I'm like, hold on. I got to plug in.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. And not just take our word for it that the program's working, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see your profiles, view your keywords, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received. You get to see all of that, okay? So
okay.
I just sent you an example of it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, my question for you is this. Who is going to be the primary? You or Jose?
As far as what? What does the primary do?
Well, what the primary does...
The primary
so like,
phone number?
Well, not the primary phone number. I'm saying, like, who's going to be the one that's going to do... I would assume both of you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, both of you are authorized to make changes or what have you. But I guess where
okay,
I want to
yeah.
start with, who's
yeah.
going to be
yeah.
the primary... What's the primary phone number that's going to be for the business? Because Google allows one phone number. Is it going to be this one that we're talking on, the 678?
No, it's going to be mine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What's the number that... No, I don't, hon. I just have the 678-283-5413.
Yeah. Well, mine is 404-539-8484.
All right. So that's the number that you want listed for the business, right?
Yeah. Because
okay.
I answer all the business calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me do this.
And I'm actually looking to get a phone with a separate for its tree, its High Time Tree Service, a separate line.
Oh, okay. You're trying to get a separate
that's
line?
A, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I always answer my phone to Omar's workshop. And,
okay.
But one
got
is
it.
Blue, so I'm going to have the tree service green. So when that one rings, I know how to answer it.
You're
you
like,
know what
okay,
I mean?
It's the green one. Green
it's
is tree.
Yeah, because it's trees and stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh
I'm
my
already
goodness.
Thinking ahead.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
So now on the 404-539-8484 number, can you also get text messages on that phone?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes, absolutely.
You got that mm-hmm. phone with you right now, right?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to send them first to Jose's phone, and then I'm going to send them to your phone, okay? Or actually, let me send them to yours
okay.
first because I already got this up. I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. Remember, I mentioned that you're going to have a team here dedicated to your account. So, Marla, if you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department number. We are always here Monday through Friday, okay? 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. I believe you're Central, right?
We're
if
Eastern.
I'm not mistaken. Or Eastern. Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah. We're on the East Coast. Yes.
That's right. So here, for you, we're always here 10 to 7. Okay? So let
yes,
me send you this
Pacific.
One. Yes. So I'm also going to send you your login credentials. So right now when I send it to your phone, if you open it up, I want
mm-hmm.
you to save our number, not just in your phone, but also make sure Jose saves it in his, our
mm-hmm.
877 number in your contacts under local splash, so that way you never lose the phone number.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I also included your username and password. So the username is going to be Jose's phone number, the 678-283-5413.
Mm-hmm.
No dashes, no one before the area code. And if you see it right there, password is mm-hmm. cool photos, all lowercase, one word. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Now I'm going to send it to Jose's phone, to Jose's phone. I always want to say Jose, like Hispanic, but it's not. It's Jose.
He's Portugal. Yeah.
Exactly. He's Portuguese, right? That's, I yeah. thought so. So it's so funny yeah. because, you know, you see his name and you're like, oh, Jose. And it's like, no, he's not Spanish.
yeah.
And I don't speak Portuguese. I wish I did. I know yeah. some words are similar, but it's very hard.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of different words. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful country though. Beautiful country. It's yeah. near Spain. So that's why mm-hmm. I know. My family, my grandmother was from, her family was from Spain, so.
Oh, okay. Yes, beautiful over there.
Mm-hmm. I wish one day to visit, but I don't know if that'll happen. Maybe yeah. in my dreams. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just sending it right now to his phone, too, so this way he has it as well. Okay?
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. Marla, so you spell your name M-A-R-L-A. I don't want to assume
correct.
The traditional. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
What's your last name, Marla? This is just for the account purpose here with us. It doesn't get
yeah,
listed it's, anywhere.
It's Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Mm-hmm.
F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, right?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jose, here I go again. Jose, does he spell it like Jose or is it different?
No, yeah, it's J-O-S-E. You just
okay.
pronounce the J. Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then Jose's last name?
Teixeira.
So oh, my Lord. You're going to have to help me with that.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
T-E-I.
Uh-huh.
X as an X-ray.
Yes.
E-I.
Uh-huh.
R-A. So T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A.
Okay, T-E-I-X-E-I-R-A. Got it.
Correct.
Teixeira? Something like that?
Teixeira.
Teixeira.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Got it. Oh, my.
Yep.
That's a tongue twister.
yeah.
oh, Lord help me, right? Okay. It's so funny. Jesus, take the wheel.
yeah.
I have a conference at church all week, and, man, it was like fire. I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like amazing conference last night.
Awesome.
I just feel like I grew up Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I go to like a Christian fellowship type of church, and let me tell you, I just feel like I'm on fire since yesterday. Put
yeah.
it that way. I can't even explain.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
yep.
get to work
the
with
Lord's
the kids tonight.
Through
you. yes, and tonight I get to work with the kids in the children's ministry. That should be fun.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I convinced
yes.
my husband to work with me. He's like, I go, look it, I promise I'll get you a really good steak dinner prior if you work with me.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
Okay.
I'm all just say
yeah.
yes, dear. Yes, dear. That's all you got to say. Okay.
Right.
Now, company name, we're going to list it as It's with the apostrophe S, right?
Yes. Correct.
It's high. And then time is the next word because it's not together. It's high time is separate, right?
Correct. H-I-G-H.
And then tree. Yes. And then time
mm-hmm.
is the next word. Yes. Tree and then service. Correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. What is the address that's associated with the business?
It's this address, 1906 Bethlehem
uh-huh.
Church Road.
Okay. And that's coming up as
so
Newman?
We don't have... It's Grantville.
Oh, okay.
Georgia. We don't have a storefront or anything. No.
That's okay. No worries. So let me tell you what's going to happen, okay?
Okay.
You are what they consider like a mobile business, right? No one
well,
comes
service,
to you.
Yeah.
You go to them.
Right.
Okay? It's not
correct.
Like you don't have a storefront that people come and pick out tile, in other words. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So... Google, majority of people will I mean, I'll tell you, majority of them are PIN verifying at their home address because they don't have a storefront or like even a workshop that they, you know what I mean? It just no one comes to you. They don't need to know your address. But we're just letting Google know that, listen, this is their address, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that address won't show anywhere on Google. It'll be hidden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. That'll be good. Yeah, because the only time we have people come here is if we're working on a custom build for them.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The furniture.
That's
you know, but
totally
that's
different.
Yeah, but with the tree service, we actually go to their location and we give them an estimate because we have to see what they're wanting done.
Well, yeah, yeah, for sure,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do this here. Yeah, it's so funny because my computer will start giving me suggestions, Noonan, and I was like, but I thought I saw somewhere that said Graniteville, right?
What's Grantville?
Or Grantville. Oh, my gosh, why did I put that in there? Hold on. Let me go back. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, Grantville, Georgia. The zip code's 30220.
Yep, that's what comes up for me.
Okay.
But isn't that weird? Like, is Noonan and Grantville, like, really close together or something? And that's why?
Yeah, we're right on the line. We're
right on the border of
Noonan and Grantville, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know why they do that. It's like if it's like right on the border of it for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So now what we're going to be doing is we're going to start doing some notes, right? So how the process is going to go, Marla,
mm-hmm.
you and I are going to do some notes, and then this is before we do your billing, right? I want to kind of go over some of the notes for my technician so that we'll know where to start from tomorrow for your client interview. I'm assuming the client interview, you would want it with both of you together, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So then we'll look at to see on the schedule, like, what are the best times for you so that way we can see what we have available. When it comes to the services, okay, obvious is tree service, but what else do you want me to notate on here? Stump grinding, land clearing.
Mulching, land clearing, stump grinding, tree removal.
Uh-huh.
Tree trimming.
Okay.
Let's see, what else?
I'm trying to think outside the box. Do you do excavating or forestry?
As far as forestry, we clear. We clear.
Okay.
Like if somebody's going to build, we clear the
you
land
clear
for them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think
what else. And then we do grading.
You do grading.
Yeah.
Resloping
so
as
that's
well?
Because once we, like, remove trees and pull up the stumps, then we grade and flatten the area.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And this is residential and commercial, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and then let me see here. And are you guys, you guys are in the process of getting license and insurance, or have you already?
Right, licensed and bonded, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you already are? Awesome. Wow.
No, that's in the works.
In the works,
I've got several quotes coming to me, yeah. And,
oh, good, okay.
So and the company's LLC.
Let me put that I'm going to put in the process of getting the license and insurance and that, you have the LLC. I'm going to put has LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Now, Facebook. Do you want us to create the business Facebook page through your personal Facebook or his? Because that's how they're created.
Yeah. It would be through mine.
Okay. How do I find you, Marla? Is it just by your first and last name on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. No one's going to see that personal Facebook, but as you know, that's how they're all created. So this way you have the ownership and access to it.
Okay. It should be Marla Fletcher Teixeira.
Okay. Let's see. Every time I hear you, I think of your name, right?
Yeah.
The cutest thing comes to my mind, and you're not going to believe, or you might not even know who I'm talking about. The Little Rascals.
Oh, yeah.
She was the cutest thing on there. Oh, my gosh. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes.
Which one, Darla?
Yeah. Darla. But I know it's, your name's Marla, but I think Darla, because she was such the cutest little thing ever. Oh, my gosh. I just totally told you my age right now, huh?
Well, I'm 62, so yeah.
Oh, you're young. I'm 52, so it's so funny because I used to hear, oh, well, when you become, they used to always tell me, oh, well, when you hit your 50s, you're, that's the new 20s. Well, now my cousin says, oh, no, girl, when you hit 60s, that's the golden age. Like, that's when you're really, I think I found you. I think I found you, Marla. So there's like a beautiful house, right, as your like kind of cover photo. And then I think it's a picture of you, your profile. Yep, I found it. Oh, it's so pretty.
Oh, and I have the dark hair.
Wow. Look at you. Okay. I know I have mine dark, but I had to throw in highlights to cover the gray because I'm like, oh, Lord. My daughter's like, Mom, just accept it. I'm like,
yeah, I actually color mine, so
So do I.
So I color mine.
My husband will always tell me, honey, you're starting to look like Cruella de Vil, so I need you. And I'm like, stop. It's not that bad. Crazy guy.
No, I just hate it because when I let it grow out and you take a picture, then you got this halo around your head because the flash shines off your gray. And I'm just like, oh, yep.
Right, or you know what we call it? The hustle glitter.
Yeah. Or Jose tells me, I think it's time to
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he does.
I know. My husband tells his sister the same thing. He's all, you're looking like Cruella de Vil over there. You need, and she goes, oh, stop, leave me alone. I haven't had time to diet. I know. Because my sister-in-laws, they come out fast, like fast.
Oh, mine grows out every 3 weeks. And
that's
but
how
I
my
take
sister-in-law
juice
is.
Plus. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I take Juice Plus every day. So, and it just makes my hair grow. And yeah, so I
really
cut five inches of my hair off every 2 months. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Yeah. Well, it's not a drink. It's Juice Plus. It's capsules, but it's juice encapsulated fruits and vegetables. But I have lupus, so that's what keeps me off of medication is I take Juice Plus. And it's just food. It's whole food.
Wow. Where do you get that at? Because, you know, my daughter was just diagnosed with lupus, I'm going to say about a year ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, they had me on Plaquenil for the longest time, and it makes you go blind or colorblind. Well, being artistic, I'm like, I can't do this. And a friend told me about it, and it's just fruits and vegetables. But I eat good. And she goes, well, but it's been proven for the diabetes and all of this. So I'm like, okay, let me try it. And then I was
my
medication within a month. And, and even the eye doctor said I was on a high dose. But
where do you purchase it?
I actually sell it. I sell
you
it.
You do?
Because my previous husband had cancer.
Okay.
And so did my dad and my sister, and MD Anderson Cancer Center recommends it to all their patients because it keeps your immune system up. But if you go to marla.fletcher.
Okay.
Let's see. marla.fletcher@juiceplus.com. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to remember.
Plus PLUS, right?
Juice Plus, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Thank you for sharing that. It's so funny because my daughter was recently diagnosed with it. But they're still running a bunch of tests because I kind of feel like she doesn't, but then again, I don't know. So she's been just having all these tests ran and she's got all this inflammation. It's just, it's a lot, but you know.
Yeah.